evening, everyone. Great talent, I must say. I only have stories. Mr. Ritzel influenced my life by being a leader, and I'm here to tell you about how he helped me get to where I am today. My name is Erin Saxon. I was Erin Bish when I graduated from Leechburg in 1997. I played the French horn in the marching band and in the stage band. I played trumpet in jazz band, and I was the drum major my senior year, as well as the band president for the students. I was the stage manager for numerous plays from my sophomore year until my senior year, as well as 3 to 4 years after I graduated from here from Leechburg. I have a lot of really fond memories of Mr. Ritzel. I just can't get down to the one or two that are the most important. So I did have the ones that have influenced me as far as where he has me today. Though he was a teacher, I considered him more of a mentor and a friend. The band room was always open to us as students. We could go into his office and hang out. There was many times I spent sitting in his office on the floor and organizing his music for him or just doing my homework. It was our getaway from the life of being a student at Leechburg. Mr. Ritzel's first summer at band camp at Leechburg was the summer of 1994, and I was a sophomore. I, along with many other students, was pretty excited about having a young band director. Of course, we thought we had the liberty of relaxing and having a lot of fun. Our opinions quickly changed, and I don't know if any of you remember this, when we doused him and along with Mr. DeZutti and all of the other students with silly string. We paid for that dearly when we had to stand at attention for half an hour and we spent the rest of the afternoon cleaning up the field. And I learned at that point, this guy means business. During one of our many drama club productions, Mr. Ritzel invited me to run the stage crew backstage. That was my spot over there. And after I graduated in 1997, he taught me how to take the lead behind the scenes, how to be organized, and more importantly, he taught me how to have fun. One specific scene that comes to mind is when I failed to assure that the oil can was on stage during the production of The Wizard of Oz as Dorothy, Scarecrow, and the Lion try to help Tin Man, which many of those cast members are here tonight, as the Tin Man was frozen in place. I remember the words coming across my headset as Mr. Ritzel sat over here in the pit and he said, "Where is the oil can?" At that point, I began to panic and I heard the voice come across the headset again, "Do not go out there," as I was gesturing to Mr. Ritzel that I had the oil can and I was gonna throw it out on stage. No. Fortunately, Pat Vereen, Mr. Vereen, came to the rescue as he licked his finger and lubed up the Tin Man and ungreased him, so I bought a ticket out. Thank you to Mr. Pat Vereen. During the 1996 band field trip to Disney World, I recall at the end of the light show in Epcot, my mom, who was the band president and she was a chaperone for that field trip, she said, if we get separated, I want you to stay with Mr. Ritzel. So of course, if you've been to Disney World, you know it's mass confusion at the end, and I got separated from my mom. And I looked down and all I could see was Mr. Ritzel and had those long legs of him striding as quickly as he could through Epcot. And I just kept my head tucked and I followed him the whole way out. And he kept on turning around, "Come on, Bish, keep up." And he would yell at me and I'd follow close behind. We got out of there and at that moment I remember his phone ringing and it was Rosie and we were anticipating the arrival of his first daughter. But he got to make it home and he got to see his first child being born. And I knew at that point, if he could take care of me in Disney World, he could take care of any little baby. So I was really excited for him there. As you can see, I don't carry on the musical talent. I went in a different direction as far as being a leader. I work in medicine, and I'd like to let you all know that even though Mr. Ritzel's not here, he will never, ever be forgotten. These walls will never have a memory that don't lack Mr. Ritzel's voice. He makes us all laugh. He gives us everyday stories that we sit back and we giggle and we think that our lives are different because of him. There are so many stories that I can't even tell you because it just those little things that make you laugh. So don't forget him. I'll never forget him. Not only is he a teacher and a mentor, he was a very good friend of mine. And don't ever forget him. Thank you. And thank you to Pat Vereen for everything that he's done for us this evening and his friends.